come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
The future is uncertain, I know this. Death is inevitable, I know this. But one thing is certain, as free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away. All right, thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Welcome to Dreamer. I made it. Saturday night show, 10 to midnight, 9/5/2020, September 5th, 2020. I'll try to say that again later if I remember. This is Bill Grant, your host of Dreamer on Revolution Radio at revolutionradio.com. We used to say freedomslips.com in a whole different way and do our spiel. And now, ever since the page changed 50 times and I'm tired. Last week, God, I was so tired. Or was it the week before? I don't even know. I just got wiped out by the heat until today again. And but anyway, we are a fully supported show. Basically, as far as the World Wide Web goes, we are the biggest listener supported show is what I'm trying to say. And I'm kind of stumbling around. I kind of got to blow my nose. I need a little drink here, and my throat hurts a little bit. Hold on a second. It's a good thing I made it to the show. I have been listening somewhat to John Wayne and Mr. Rowe on A. Actually, you know, they might even still be on. I was listening to that last little dream thing they had. They were talking about the prophecy Jacker talks about, and I've been losing connection on and off occasionally, so I'll probably drop out here and there. But I should be able to tell that I dropped out, so then I'll kind of shut up or just basically kind of say things that are about testing and waiting. So I won't really be interrupting what I've been trying to say. So I'm a little stuffed up, although I'm not sweltering, thank God. But of course, it's starting to get a little too cold and you know how that goes. So it's going to be a mix, another mix of politics, maybe some weirdness, a little bit of science, and maybe invention talk. I'm not exactly sure. I got to try to rethink names of more shootings and riot stuff and arrests and all kinds of stuff now as well. I got my notes. I'm going to try to get through them quick. I should be able to read a little better. I don't have new light bulbs or anything, but I kind of moved my lamp a little. I can read a little bit better. I'm all stuffed up, screwing me up. All right, so far it seems like I am on air. I'm going to double check. It seems like no one at all is on A. Let me see if I can hear myself, see if I'm on the net. It's been dropping on and off, but generally not when it's important other than now. In other words, right now it usually doesn't drop as much as other times when it's not important. I'm trying to read as I'm talking, and I don't hear anything from either station. I'm going to have to recycle this, re-kickstart the, the Skype part seems okay. Seems like that's connected. Oh, wait a minute, it could be the volume. No, that's what it was. Because I hit the volume bar. I thought I hit it down to near low. near bottom, but it hit it below the point where it just cuts off. Okay. All right. So I'm debating on closing out the homepage. Please visit the homepage yourself, though, to donate. Again, I say we are the largest listener-supported station in the world on the internet. And for good reason. Of course, we have many, many, many hosts. You got to love somebody. You got to love a few of them at least, right? It's not about me. It's about free speech. It's about freedom. It's about spreading the American way virally, even though we got corrupted to the core. And of course, we were used to attack many of you listeners one way or the other. And it's all brainwashing. It's all color of law, psychology, and manipulation and coercion. A lot of you I know would not do the things you're doing without being coerced or being put in a position we're all in, or many of us are in. But that was the plan. That was the name of the game. That's why they made things so bad. The harder they make it, the worse they make things, the more people are willing to at least temporarily compromise, maybe just steal more, maybe kill someone in an alley thinking they have to for now. Wouldn't otherwise do that had things been normal. And they wouldn't work for the government or do the things they would without being told so-called prophecies. So anyway, again, we're listening to a more or less prophecy dream vision of, I don't know the name, let me see, but you know, a whole bunch of things predicted, which are probably accurate, but if nothing else, planned and put into that man's head dream by a psychic, a Luciferian psychic, or someone from the Vatican, or a Jew, you know, but of course the Zionist Jew type and so on. The Talmudist and the secret society types and of the original true secret mystery school religions, essentially, is what we're really talking about. When you're talking about Zionism and all of that kind of stuff, you're talking about the secret societies passing on the torch of their secret knowledge. They were suppressed, from not allowed to bring out because it was blasphemy or evil or because they were afraid or they wanted to use it to dominate in any case, anyway, and so on and so on. Made them feel pretty damn special. Made them feel like, hey, we can conquer the world. Yeah, we're right. We can do it. It'll be okay. You know, we're righteous. Self-righteous. Hold on. I got to take a drink. But thank you, John, Wayne, Ivy, Mark Snyder. I got to hear a little bit of the Fetch today. Thank you, Fetch. And Solon and Mark Snyder of Ex Ohio Politics. I do agree with his analysis of time travel. It's what I've been saying the whole time. You can't change the past. It's done. You might go to an alternative Earth, an alternative universe that's not Earth's alternative future or timeline of any kind. You may go to a similar self's alternative universe in another phase. It's in the same universe, but it would be, let's say, out of phase, interacting with you currently right now weekly, like weekly interacting particles, which, of course, you could say is dark matter. Of course, the model of the universe and the Big Bang and all that is totally screwed up and wrong and made up, invented just to hold you in a centralized government, central God figure type mentality. In any case, anyway, by who? You know, of course, primarily the Vatican and similar religious ties. You know, of course, you know, I'm trying to avoid saying the Jews, but it is the Jews. And it's, of course, not the outer normal Jews, although a lot of times it is even them as well. You know, that's that their religion is to hide amongst you. That is their religion. That's their method. Of course, their religion includes not filling in all of the family on purpose, not letting them in on the family secret or the true religion or the priest. He just tells his little flock what they need to know. And only if you become the level of a priest and so on, will you know the inner, deeper secrets. If you really care, if you follow it, if you read, you know, stuff like that. But hold on a second, another drink. I wanted to use coconut oil in my cocoa tonight, but I was kind of afraid of its laxative effects, although I probably wouldn't have that problem anyway. I want to make sure I don't. So anyway, I do want to say, Carlos Zapata, Zapata, yes, you're awesome. Thank you. I kind of meant to say that if I didn't already. And remember what I keep telling you, everything I told you many, 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 many years ago, and occasionally on up till now, is I told you, you're going to come to my conclusion. You're going to do what I said you're going to do. Society cannot be turned around that fast, especially even enlightened ones. We're not overall in an enlightened society. We're not. That means we didn't make it to the last and final stage of civilization that can't be brought down. All civilizations crash and burn, except for the final and last stage, perfect civilization. You're not there. It's a definite. You're crashing and burning. America will fall, has fallen, and might rebuild itself again. The good guys might win. But if you do, it won't be a whole lot of you. So get ready. Get your food. Get your weapons. Get your stance. Get your coats for your indoor, walks inside your home from one side of the house to the other. Because I know what that's like, and that's what you're heading. Everything that happened to me is going to happen to you. I know that for a fact. Everything that happened to me and will happen to me is going to happen to you. So it's basically a universal law. I know my phases match society in many ways, my many phases through my many moves, and so on. Everyone gets the same. We all get the same. We're all going to get the same. Everybody. Good, evil, everything. Everyone. So, don't look at yourself as a part. I mean, separate yourself. That's one of the many stages. Unify with the right people, separate from the wrong, try to save what you can, save who you can, and it doesn't necessarily have to be yourself, not necessarily you. But as I stated, people like Carlos Zapata are going to come out and say the things they're going to say and plan to do the things they're going to plan to do what he said he knows he's going to have to do. And his philosophy is exactly what I've been trying to say, and sometimes maybe every part of it have said. And he's completely right. In fact, everyone's late. You're all too late. You're not going to stop the crash. It already happened. It's done. It's done. It's done. It's going to happen. They're coming after you. Plunge Force team is coming. Fauci team is coming for you. And doesn't mean it's going to happen in its full-blown, plan. Not everywhere to every single person, but it doesn't matter. When someone says this is the plan, at least the initial part of the plan is just, it doesn't mean 100% of the plan is even expected to happen. The overall plan happening at all is the only thing that matters to the bad side. Ultimately, in the end, they plan on getting you entirely, and I do believe they're going to win. I do believe, but someday, somehow, through reincarnation and so on, we all do make it. Of course, I have to add that, like I occasionally say. And I'm still on the fence about Trump, and after, again, looking at the lavish life, paradise resorts, paradise. Richest people on earth go passing his path. Him being part of them the whole time, being trained. He knows everything they know. He knows everything they believe. He knew who to appease and who not to appease. You just don't understand how easy it is for psychopaths, or not even necessarily psychopaths, but you just don't understand their philosophy of life. You don't understand or even know what their religion is. First of all, which makes them be able to sleep at night, whatever they do to you. You just don't know how easy it is for them to say anything you want to hear, and you just can't accept yet how much they really do know exactly what you want to hear. And again, I think I'm repeating the shark lady on the Shark Tank, the rich woman who's, she can be nice, she can be kind of a bitch, but she can be really nice for a super rich billionaire or whatever the hell she really is, making the deals with inventors and innovators and so on. What did she say in the past in an interview not too long ago? Donald Trump is the world's best salesman, period, hands down. I've seen a lot of his sales tricks. That's his mentality. He's selling you. When he's trying to sell, when you think he's trying to sell you one thing, he's trying to sell you something else, much, much bigger. So when you think he's selling you a free America, he's selling you COVID-19, more than likely. However, of course, I do love his speeches, his rallies, most of what he's done, and the rest certainly can be attributed to a strategy of which I say is something he may know he has no choice but to go through with, because he knows, as I've stated, you don't understand, you've already fallen. The government has already been completely corrupted, bottom to top, middle and all, with some exceptions, designed to be there to cover and make the bad look good. Basically just to appease certain families as well. And because he knows that it's completely corrupted and nothing is going to happen much beyond what his strategy may permit, by giving in, by bending to the Fauci team and so on, Gates team's plan, the world domination plan, he already knows they're going to try to go through with it anyway. He's sort of using a karate jiu-jitsu move, martial arts move, to move with the enemy and then use their throws and motions to your advantage to get them off balance. Stuff like that, to make them think they're going to make it to that brass ring and that last inch in the mile, and they just fall short and die, crash and burn. Yeah, that might be. Never count on might. It's all up to you. It's all about you, everyone in every country. I feel so bad for Hong Kong in particular, and all the thrashes and throws the Italians gave years and years ago, before it became very popular about what's going on. They were fighting for their lives there in Italy from their corrupt government. And of course, their government was working with China. That's why. And now, of course, you see what I said is coming. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. I knew it was coming. It's not a surprise. It shouldn't be surprising at all. Nothing is random. This is the stage. This is the time in history this kind of thing happens, will happen, and can't be stopped. Certain types of things happen. They start, they go through everything, all the phases, and then they stop. That is one unit. It's one section of time. And one type of thing happens in a section of time, or a different type, or another type, but each one lines up next to each other in a certain order. Well, we're at the time when this type of thing goes from start all the way through to finish. Crash and burn and rebuild. Some survivors. Evolution time. The bottom is getting scraped off. Okay? Again, I want to repeat that. Now, however, again, we all make it someday. We all do. Every person. Everybody makes up for their sins. Everybody gains skills they never gained. Learns things you never thought you could learn. Everyone becomes an actual hero, a true hero, a messiah. Everyone becomes some kind of messiah. It's not megalomania. It's for everybody. You're all heroes. You're all saviors. You're all Teslas. And again, I bring you back to Faraday. You're all original inventors, innovators. Forget the actors and actresses. You all could easily be one of them. That's one of the easiest things in the world. Oh, read this and pretend you're somebody else for a day. Oh, that's so hard. Oh, no. they don't even really try that much. Some do. I mean, they practice their lines, make sure they remember lines properly. That's the difficult part for them, right? So in some ways, psychologically, it's harder to get something exactly right, especially with a producer that wants it to be done a different way than you have in your mind. But it's not your movie most of the time anyway, if you're the actor or actress. And you may have seen certain things happen in life. You know how it actually goes. When this writer thinks he understands life, is trying to write something according to formula that he learned in college academic stuff and psychological manipulation designed for the, really, it's all designed for the commercials and pharmaceutical companies anyway. And they put in things they want to put in and take things out they want to take out. They don't act, well, it's not for the kind of, for a smorgasbord of different problems, different types of things. It's to try to appease a greater number of people as they can, or whatever. For let's try to dream of knocked off here. I think I just got knocked off here a second ago. Let me just double check that. I might not have. Maybe it just seemed like it. Maybe I'll notice it for sure. Oh man, I'm not sounding too good. I'm getting hot too. I might need to take my shirt off. Ah, damn. So, all right, I don't sound too great here. I don't know if you can hear me here myself. I'm listening to how jumbled it is. Damn it. We had to lower the stream here where I'm at. Which sometimes it's terrible, but then it disappears and it goes back to normal for a long time. And doesn't always have to do with, sounds like I'm kind of back. It doesn't always have to do with the weather here either. The weather's pretty good right now, so hopefully this will stay. All right, I'm probably not going to have a bottom of the hour break, but you can still go to the homepage, donate. Let me lift up my sleeves. Hold on a second. Might rip this other outer layer shirt off. Get a breath. Okay, so anyway, Carlos Zapata. Love you, man. He may have succeeded. See, what are they talking about? Going local. After I said go local 7, 8, 9 years ago, kept talking about that. It kind of, you know, eventually everybody was saying go local. Of course, you need to work on everything you can from local and extend your influence outward to, let's say, the presidency and then further out into other countries. And of course, to wrap your influence bubble around the entire globe or flat earth, whatever you want. That's okay. Basically, around the round world, either way. The whirl, I call it. It's a big whirl. That's why it's a whirlpool. We're all in the same pool, kind of, sort of. So anyway, Carlos Zapata, his speech at his local town hall or, you know, in center of town or whatever that was, his representatives... He told them, yeah, basically, they let up. They let up on the people in that area, his town. He knew they were all going to attack him. I mean, shoot and kill, basically. He said, what did I say years ago? People are saying what I've said years ago. I sort of triggered that. Hopefully, I didn't do it too much. I kind of don't even care in a way, but, you know, shoot you in the damn face kind of thing, okay? Try to shut my business down, I'll shoot you in the face. Who said that? I did. Why, one reason I said that is because I did that to a little girl when I was a little boy who was kind of bullying me around. Just shot her with the dirt out of a pop gun. Yeah, that. I hope that wasn't Hillary. I may have caused such... Okay, I'm back. That was not my Wi-Fi issue. That was Skype forcing me to sign out, basically another issue. And now that a lot of you may notice what Skype does is you know, even though you say stay signed in, they'll sign you out sometimes, sign you back in if you're automatic. But then they occasionally now a lot try to sign you out while they put up a new ad page to do the Skype video chatting, group chatting. And it's like, you're signed out. You're not on Skype. You're signed out. You can get back to it. Some people can't get back to it. Okay, that's the problem. Some people can't, or it may take a long time. And there's been times I have not been able to. And they know this. They're just getting you ready to join in on their stay-at-home workforce. That's why they have 5G. That's one of the reasons for 5G. They knew. Why did they start putting 5G in many, many years ago and continued to? Because they knew they were going to shut down everything, shut your businesses down, drive you into your home, trap you there, throw a mask over your face, even in your home, bully you with the police, throw you to the ground, cause you each other to shoot each other, get you weak and sick to plan for the real pandemic. First, they knew the pandemic was coming, the fake pandemic, the plandemic. They knew you were going to be kicked out of your jobs. They knew they wanted you all at home on their internet and not to come out of your homes, that you're trapped and everything, anything you can do will have to go through them, period. Money, credits, Digi credits, the internet, your reality was going to be what they said it was, by internet only. Whatever you see as a picture through your virtual window glass come in, maybe in your from your tube or from the wires in your head or from your fake eyeballs, then basically that was going to be your reality whether you liked it or not. So get ready, go get your jackets. All that's going to happen, at least to a lot of you, a bunch of places. Assume it's you. This is the problem. You always assume it's not you. You always assume it. You consider it as not having have happened, or you consider it as something that's not going to happen, not to be considered as happening if it's not to every single person on the entire planet at exactly the same time in exactly the same way to exactly the same horrible degree. No, it's an overall thing. And I think I'm going in and out. Let me double check. Damn. Weather seemed good. Thought I was going to have no problem tonight. I can hear myself anyway without sounding like I'm underwater. And I don't own a home, so I'm not underwater there. I pretty much don't own anything. So, you know. Oh, well. I don't own a church, which looks like an upside-down ship. Like Noah's Ark or something. Let me take a gulp here. All right, so I did want to read a few brief things, a little bit on relativity, a little relativity chew, and a true strength of an what the power of electrons would have. That's like a couple sentences, five paragraphs for one thing, a couple sentences for another, a couple paragraphs for really isn't much to the electricity-generating car cooling system, thermoelectric kind of a thing, as I hoped. I had planned on getting a whole bunch of stuff on this, and I forgot the exact real efficiency, the general public efficiency versions of what they are. I think they're only 6 to 12%, which is still plenty good if you know how to use them and on what, and I think they're pretty cheap, which I have not been able to double check again, but I'm going to read some of that. I'm going to go over a lot more notes, and but I had to at least kickstart with the Carlos Zapata. So he succeeded in his town. His town got their neck released, got the boot off their neck, at least some release, so they're not starving to death. It doesn't matter. I say they already tried. They were already wrong. They, in other words, not the people, but the government there, local and beyond. They already need to be fired. Or very, very, maybe a very iffy thing, whether or not it's just a matter of ineptness and following along. The way they get all the governors and mayors is to get them sycophantic. And I don't mean groveling necessarily. I mean, that's just their personality, to just look so highly up to the bigger, more well-known, in the news, huge, big names of previous and current governors and mayors across America and the world. And, oh, he's known as this and he's known as that. And look at, he can do a big, wow, he's managing such a gigantic, massive city of helping all those people. And I can be like that. And what are they doing? And no, you're not supposed to think like that at all. No, no, no. That was a psychological warfare tactic to absorb you all into the program, to try to copy what other big players are doing and get you to fall for the game that, well, if I bend here, then I can do my plan here, which is going to help people. And you, all the things they've heard in the news and seen in cartoons and blah, blah, blah. All the real knowledge and real philosophy of how to help people has been pretty much stripped from the world for a very long time, a very long time. You've all been absorbed by peer pressure, by being surrounded by people that are less interested in actual deep facts, elaborate facts. They don't want to talk too long. They just want to hear the quick talking point. But the reason they're like that is they're trained to. And you were trained to repeat that yourself. So it's a big problem. It's a big problem. Basically, it always causes the clogging up of the system and the fall of civilization. It always did. It always does. And it always will. Certain civilizations at certain heights will finally make it. And it does not necessarily mean one that's grounded. And I mean by grounded, people on a planet. If you're on a planet, you are a primitive society. You are a primitive. That's pretty much the universal understanding. You're either a space race. You're born and you live and die your whole lives in space, an artificial construct, safely and with wondrous technology, or you're just a ground dweller, period. Now, you're advancing, certainly, and we should have already been off the ground. See, that's the real secret. Or you have a good excuse. Basically, in a sense, we're flying high and we got knocked out of the sky. We got shot down. All of us got shot down. Financially, psychologically, you got kneecapped. We're all kneecapped. I mean, psychically, psychic warfare, psychological warfare, stuff like that. Oh, and now we got Brainy Biden, basement-dwelling Biden, making more promo commercials. What is he doing now? He's wearing a frickin' mask. Virtue signaling mask, mind-bending Biden. Blow Jiden and his blow-doing son, all involved in that Ukraine issue. The whole Ukraine swirl and the Middle Eastern-Israeli swirl vortex. Not to mention the Vatican, who wants to rule from Israel. You know, stuff like that. So I wish I was able to hear a lot more of you guys, especially all the new guys. I just don't have time anymore, or I don't have a signal, and I'm kind of afraid of using up the bandwidth some nights. You know, when our friend co-host who's helping me here is doing his show, because now the Wi-Fi is kind of cut down for now, just for maybe a month or a few months or maybe a little more or something. While we're saving money and extending usefulness of available money to stretch to have greater needs. Hey, John Wayne. Hold on. Wait a minute. I gotta switch my screen here a little bit. Oh, okay. All right. It wasn't to me, actually. It might have been. I'm not even sure. Okay. But damn, I should have taken the shirt off. Okay. So about 4 minutes ago, sometimes we have a break. I used to have breaks at this time, but since I moved, kind of reacts different, I think, because of where I am. And either way, hopefully you went to the homepage to donate. That's what I meant to try to continue to say earlier. We do need your donations to stay on air and to keep freedom going, the concept at least. Keep that viral, if nothing else. Save a host or two on the station. I mean, over time, As far as the archives go, they were free up until maybe days ago. They might still be tonight, tomorrow. I'm not sure. That's what I forgot. I never checked on exactly. And we had the archives for free for a while. So you could have listened to who you love to listen to on a normal basis while they were live, and then going to, let's say, your second favorite, or going back to something that you missed while you were working or on a bus or something like that, and listen to it for free. Hopefully you would like the archives and the usefulness of it. And pay the, I don't know if it's the same price it used to be for the monthly. I think it used to be $5.95 per month. So not quite $6, almost, but not. And maybe it went up a dollar. And let me see. I can't really read. I kind of can. Let me see. Okay, that's somebody else. All right. But you may have heard that popping up. Either way, good show, guys, everybody, today that I was able to listen to. Of course, I wasn't able to listen to any full show, but it's always great to try to keep it Rev Radio on in the background at the least. Listen to it throughout your day. Hear what you're able to hear live. Hold on. Okay, I think I just got interrupted by a cutoff a few times there. Hear what you're able to hear live while you have everything going on in the background. Whatever you miss, whatever you know is the most interesting and you missed something you couldn't hear, some noise wrecked it, doing the dishes wrecked it, car going by, go to the archives, check it out. And, of course, go to the store. You know, sign up, pay. You got ways to pay in credit, PayPal, automatic charges through Patreon, and, of course, the cash, the checks, the money orders directly through mail, whatever you trust the most, whatever works for you the most. And you can break it up. I always say sign up to Patreon at your basic minimal amount you know you can pay every month. And then always come back every month and add what you find out you're able to add later at varying amounts and so on. But buy a mug at least, especially if you have a kitchen in a, you run some kind of office or warehouse, or you got a bunch of coffee mugs for the people there and at the counter near the microwave or whatever. All right, and near the coffee maker and stuff. Keep them folks going and maybe play a little Rev Radio in the background all day in the office, right? In the kitchen or the pantry or the break room is what I'm trying to say. So, they're talking about corn being burnt from being hot and dry. I meant to bring that up, too. I have that in my notes. Basically, they had some wind blast or something not too long ago, I guess days ago or a week or two ago. And through hot, basically, drought times, massive amount of corn burnt up, dried up, flattened or whatever. And I just heard not too long ago, I was reminded months ago, you don't want corn to flatten. I guess it pinches the stalks. And they cannot continue to grow after that, or at least a good majority of them. And then, of course, I mean, how hard would it be to scoop up and chop up and, gather up if they're flattened and not straight up, to put some kind of catcher and the spinner and the forks through and whatever. Not sure exactly how they do that anymore. I know a whole bunch of concepts for it. I don't know which one is, prevalent today, but. Hold on a second. Little drink there. Okay, so let me go back a little bit. Flipping through my notes, you can probably hear the flipping more than me and me moving around. All right, so Mr. Rowe and John Wynn were talking about, I don't know how long ago this has been, but NASA or so on, ESA or NASA or whatever it was. They were talking about an asteroid that was going to probably miss the Earth, but don't worry if it does hit. It's only 6 feet wide. They made a mistake. Oh, it's 6 miles wide. Okay, quite a difference. It'll be a bigger impact. But they were talking about, I think they were talking about missiles getting ready. Places where they're maybe aiming stuff to the sky or test or whatever it was that seems suspicious. or outright for war, which they could secretly be planning on blowing up asteroids for. No, they're getting for war. You're in World War III. You're in a revolutionary war in many of your countries, not just America. Of course, that's what Hong Kong was. That was maybe partly in Taiwan and many places in South America, many of those countries. Maybe little outbreaks in Mexico that we're not completely, I'm not completely sure about. Anyway, I whacked a giant fly yesterday. Giant fly, horse fly. Years ago, I whacked, we killed a massively giant one. And a lot of people never believed my story. So one day I saw a big, about an inch wide or almost an inch long horse fly land on a friend's back in a line towards a rope swing into a really cold woods stream river. So I killed that and saved it, and it was pretty impressive, pretty big, but it's still nothing like the one in my story. I saved that, kind of lost it in fighting. You know, I told my story not too long ago to some new friends, and then like 2 days later, big giant one kind of hopping around and flying around on the table outside. Grabbed my fly swatter, went right out there. And I don't even like to kill a fly. I even debated on killing this thing. Giant, it's over 1 inch. I measured it with the tape ruler. It's measured. It's beyond an inch with the wingtip to wingtip. Even the body, the abdomen, even kind of pulled in and shrunk. Not in its elongated state, natural one, was more than a little bit more than an inch. But the wings went beyond that. When folded back, but I kind of bent them. And they were black. The whole thing was gray. The wings were kind of black. See through and black. So anyway, it's kind of hopping around, but I knew what a threat they are and how much they attack people. They can't stop. They're a robot. They're a killer robot. They're going to attack you, most likely. But it wasn't. It wasn't attacking me. It kind of didn't even notice me. I was able to get out there, get up to it, and whack it on this glass table. It was kind of hopping almost, hopping. I don't know what the hell it was doing there, to be honest. But I know it would have chased the cows and the deer around here and people and horses. Eventually, it would have got hungry and went straight for me. No matter what you do, they come after you. They land, the instant they land on you, they bite big, they draw blood, and they might be diseased. And I didn't want it to attack anything else like the deer or the cows and the horses around the area. And I kind of felt justified that it was a future threat, and I wanted to show people. I wanted to prove my story. And I know they're kind of normal where I am probably, but not where I came from, not where I grew up, where no one would believe those stories. And now I did whack them. But I gave it a quick instant death, and I knew that, and I planned that. I didn't like doing it. I knew I was justified more or less. I'm still kind of bothered by it, but I know I was justified. It was going to get something. And of course, it got that big because it got quite a lot of things as its victim, drawing blood and killing stuff. So I whacked it, got it good, first shot, man. Kind of flattened it a little. It kind of made its abdomen pull up. Kind of spread out, but pull up. So it looked a little smaller, a little flatter than it really was. Kind of puffed out even. Almost had like a velvet gray fur on the top of its first section. I mean, like after the eyes, this next one down, right? The real abdomen, not the big stomach abdomen. I forgot which is what. The thorax area, in other words, is the second middle part that beats the wings, you know? So, all right, anyway, that's my story, and I'm sticking with it. And I got it. I saved it. You know? I mean, somebody disbelieves another story of mine. I've got the proof. I know it's not like ridiculously large as in like it's not 4 inches, you know. You know, even though some of those might exist, you know, the one in my story, I think, was like 2, possibly 3 inches or something. Probably really was only like 1.5 inches. 1.75 inches, maybe 2 inches, maybe slightly more than 2 inches, probably not 3 inches. Years and years ago, attacking my friend and us, which we couldn't kill. We couldn't kill it. This was easy to kill. One shot, whack, done, dead. The thing we attacked that attacked us, we're stepping on it and stomping on it and trying to crush it with a rock and banging on it and slapping it and whacking and whacking. Just, nothing would kill it. It was still trying to fly, lift up 6 inches, drop, lift up, or it would be crawling still. Like, what? Die! Couldn't kill it. And we were killing it because it was trying to attack us all day in the pool. And then we forgot about it in the driveway talking at the end where my friend flew, buzzed us, bzz, right on my friend's top of his leg. Bam! Blood right to the ground. Right instantly, under a second. A stream of blood. He's screaming and screaming and screaming, whacking it, whacking it. Thing gets pulled off and it flies right back on. Pulls off, flies right back on. And then it, like, just pounding it, falls to the ground eventually. We stomping on it, each one of us stomping on it. It was like five of us. Maybe there was only four of us, but I don't think it was just the three. I think it was like four or five of us. And that's my story. So I got one. I got at least one sort of close to proof of that story as I could get. So I got it. All right, they exist. Might be a GMO problem. I don't know. Might be a radiation problem from Fukushima, too. Might be normal around here. It's probably more normal around here, to be honest. But who knows? All right, so anyway, they were talking about more than just that. They were talking about those missiles and, you know, thinking, oh, they're secretly going to just protect Earth. They're doing all this stuff to protect us for the incoming secret asteroids they don't want to scare us on. No, they're not. No, you're in World War III. That's what you're in. No, they're getting ready for actual war. That's what it's about. And they're going to fake or make happen one of those rocks hitting us, as a lot of us and John Wayne and Mr. Rowe talks about. Okay, now they're showing more of the kinetic drop bomb stuff in video. I've known about all of this most of my life. The majority of my life, the vast majority, every bit of it. There isn't anything I don't know in one form or another, to a minor degree or not. I didn't master a lot of things. I didn't need to. I knew they already did. Didn't matter. I wasn't mastering being the chef. Okay? I don't know what ingredients to use in a cake anymore. I used to know how to make cakes and brownies and cookies and all that also, of course. But do I care? Is it going to save the world? Is my secret cooking formula, baking, mixture going to save my state? Just at least my state, my family. No, it's not. It's been done before. We heard a cake. It's not going to save anybody. Are you being an extra good mechanic really fast, you know, with a good price, going to save the world from nuclear war? No, it's not. No, it's not. Great, good. You're a good mechanic. I'm glad you don't charge high rates. I'm glad you don't, you know, screw people over. Good. That actually helps the world move forward instead of decay. In the long term, in a sense, you have saved the world from decay. If all mechanics were like that and so on. But ultimately, and in the end, if you weren't a philosopher, scientist, spiritual person with high integrity, understanding politics and military strategies, if not unified field physics, you're not going to save the world. The main people, the main players already got that covered. You have to match them one way or another. In numbers, you have to outdo them in numbers over time, or in at least a minimal number of quality, high intellect, but high integrity people with real weapons. It can't be talk. You have to have real weapons. You're not going to win if you don't have real massive weapons. If you don't personally have defenses, personal physical, not just psychic or spiritual defenses, you're still going to lose. If you're not like a super sorcerer or wizard that can move things like Yoda, physically levitate them in the air, or, you know, knock out your opponent's psychic attack, put a, like, deflection bubble around you, forget it. You're done. You're finished. You're going to be finished. Now, part of what we talk about here has helped people for certain. They've gotten the food. They've gotten extra clothes. They've gotten more prepared for winter and storage and everything. And a lot of people that not are very aware or care about politics, like someone we know here, because of me and the person who is helping me out, the host here, the other host, they wouldn't really mind me saying who it is, but it's just like we don't want everyone like politically to know. Like I just wouldn't want to like everyone, all the militaries of the world listening to know and all that kind of stuff. You know, so it's probably overall better. A lot of you know anyway, so it's nothing vastly secret, but just probably a little better than not to just, you know, not say who it is, at least for now. And so the person we know here, the person we the home revolves mostly around, they wanted to get away from politics and away from, you know, the friction of the world, retire, live in the Leave It to Beaver Cleaver world. You know, how do they say that Cleaver part with the, well, Cleaver, I think, what's the name of one of the guys in there? Basically, which we've heard about many times, and this is the phrase they actually use. And they just wanted to be far enough away from the cities, which was logical and good, to, in case there was any crowds come roaming looking for food, and then ride it out and think, you know, the world's going to be okay in the end, or they're going to basically go out before anything really happens someday. That's, they were not going to have extra food storage, though. They just kind of assumed generally everything's going to be okay in the same, and money or food will be available in the stores and things like that. And that's, you know, no, food's not going to be there for a lot of you. It's not going to be there. You're physically going to die. You're actually going to starve to death. I might starve to death. I just lost like 5-6 years worth of food I stored up for this time. Bam, all gone. 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 Had to leave it behind. Could not get it. Couldn't get it. Couldn't save it. Couldn't save it. I'm screwed, basically. This is the kind of thing that happens. It's a psychic attack. You're always put off balance. You're always kept off balance. Things are caused to happen around you. People are manipulated to be extra aggressive and angry and distrustful, and friction is caused. And things like, oh, landlords are influenced to sell off the property you live in that you need. Things like that at a critical time when you're about to revive your life. Get it straightened out. I know what's happening to a lot of you. It's psychic attack. It's not a coincidence. It's not just because of politics or the economy or COVID. It's not. It's a personal attack against you by a person or alien who did it mentally. They saw you. They see you. They can see you. You can't see them. They knew your condition and your what's going on. They knew you were a direct threat if you make it past this hump. A lot of you are. And they went around and they attacked you. They kneecapped you. They made it so that you weren't going to get it to some place, critical place on time, or save up something on time, or they instigated, again, let's say, the selling of what you rent. They put ideas into people's head. They try to make it happen. They put ideas in their wives' heads. Because they know they can't let you make it. They can't let the masses catch up to them. That's how they operate for the last so many millennium. They just attack the priorities, and then they work their way down, and they keep working their way down. Get all the priorities, and then get the next level of priorities, and then get the next group of priorities. Each one a little lower, a little lower, a little lower than the last. The ones who stick their neck up and their head above the rest, you get your head whacked. You're the priority. The one who looks like he's the strongest, the smartest, is going to make it, or he's going to break your company or break your deal. He's going to make a new deal. He's going to take over the space race and outdo us and out, you know, accomplish us and innovate up. Got to get him. Got to absorb or get. Kill or convert. It's the name of the game. Bribe him. Set him up. change the law, and so on, or just make fake news and get the masses overall. You work on the masses one way, and you work on individuals another way. That's how they do it. That's the name of the game. That's how it works. Giuseppe. Hey, Giuseppe, great new show if you're listening. As one of the new people, I've only been able to intermittently hear. And sometimes because of the internet, sometimes I have to shut it off. It's too bad. I can't listen to anything. And then it comes back, I check later, and then there's no problem. So I come back and it sucks, but it's a lot better than the alternative. And I'm grateful for it, to be honest. So it's pretty good. Pretty good compared to being homeless. And
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! Kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings!
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right. You tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
Feel that things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Hello, Karl Marx here. Look at my wonderful hair. Notice how I sweep it back.
Karl?
I call it the 360 sweep. Beard, sideburns, and the magnificent coif.
Karl!
What? Was is this?
You're on the radio. They can't see you.
Oh, yeah, I get confused.
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Revolution Radio.
All
right. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Okay, I'm back. I got knocked off, and then, of course, the station went to break. So I was trying to check the whole time if it was the player or me. Seemed like I was off, so I just basically I was not talking as if I did not know I was probably knocked off. So I'm back. It's going to happen once in a while. One day, maybe soon, maybe soonish, we will get the better bandwidth and more clearer nights and stuff to stay on air. And pretty soon, eventually, I'll be more or less or closer to being on my feet. I think where I might be able to be heading next will be, as far as living goes, I'll have a better direct connection. I'm not sure if they misunderstood my questioning about the difference between Wi-Fi and a direct connection. That's the problem. I don't want 5G. I don't want Wi-Fi at all. And except when it's an emergency, like right now, more or less, and they already have it here. I wouldn't choose it if I had a choice. So it kind of seemed like I may have been knocked off. Looked like my firewall was working on overdrive. Maybe somebody was trying to tap in, or my neighbors thought I was tapped into them, and they were sort of it kind of seems, when I look at it one way, that I'm connected to two places. I only activated one. I did not connect to the other place. But it seemed like it may be using both, going back and forth, depending on where the signal is, where I can get a signal. I'm not trying to do that. I specifically tried not to do that. But if they tried to knock me off, I don't know, maybe it had to do with the firewall. Maybe they cut me off from that side of using their signal. If this thing was bouncing back and forth between the two sources, although I have three sources, I only activated one. I'm sorry if you're listening. My neighbors, one of them is a friend and the other is not. So, but we're not enemies either. It's just a certain person that friend knows is very antagonistic to everybody, including my friend. So that's the story, and I may change it. I may stick with it. I'm still thinking about it. All right, let me double check. I'm going to talk about that electricity and relativity and maybe more space talk. And I'm double checking me. I got to lower that volume, but not too much. Okay. All right. It's a good enough signal. I will move on. More exciting stuff. I did want to talk. I do have a little better lighting, but my notes, again, my pen was just too light. Now, the ink in the pen shows like it's pretty high, but it's like thin. It's like it like emptied out on the inside. And it left a line of dark ink stain on the inside of the tube, different than normal, where it just goes down, 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 gets thinner, and you can see through it, and it gets spotty normally, but it goes down normally. Yeah, it'll leave a little bit of a extra blue stain on the side of the inside of the pen tube, but you know when you're getting close to the end, and sometimes it'll stop a little early, but this is like it's like it drained out of the middle, and the outside kind of stayed hugging the wall, and it looked like there was more in there than not. I don't get it. I'm not even sure, right? But it just doesn't. You have to press down. You have to press down, and it still comes out kind of light. And after a while, it kind of hurts your fingers. All right, so I can't really read it and see my key notes and key words really easy. There's so many I want to go through. Like you can hear me flipping here. Crowd something. Oh, that's right. Crowd, tangle. Crowd tangle having to do with the amazing Polly, what she was looking up and stuff like that. All right, let me get to this first page and then go backwards real quick. Maybe talk more Carlos Zapata, that relativity thing, the electron thing, the generator thing, and a bunch of notes like homeless shelter ballots. They're flooding them with extra ballots they don't need as well. I think they're doing a lot of that mail-in ballot stuff early. And what you need to do is pretty soon, and maybe you should wait, actually. Maybe it should be waited wait till later. You want to let them think they're going to get away with the crime, right? So as far as mail-in ballots and people using your ballots from, let's say you move around a lot like me. I no longer live in Rhode Island. Back in Rhode Island, I'm still listed as living there. And as if I can, vote there. I don't, and I haven't, but someone could be using that. My last home I used to rent out got sold. They renovated. Someone else lives there. They probably filled out that address, but they're still probably using my name as living there as an empty ballot to hand to a Democrat, let's say, right? To do fraudulent mail-in ballots. You want to check on that later, and you want to let them know. You no longer live there. No one can use your ballot. Nobody can vote in your name. No one can vote back at that, your old voting lodge or whatever it was they used. You know, like we used to use the Veterans Hall and all that in schools and different things. So you want to let them think they're going to get away with it, right? Mail it out, let the other person use it. And then in the end, bam, it's not me. I'm over here in a whole nother town, a whole nother state. I moved out of there a year ago. I moved out of there 5 years ago. I moved out of there 6 years ago, actually, over that now. And so I'm going to check. First of all, you want to check on your status. And then you want to make sure no one else can use it. And you might want to actually tell them who you voted for or will vote for, plan to vote for. And you're going to double check later. And you want to see if you put your thing in the slot and you want to see how it changes the numbers on the digital electronic voting machines. You want to know. You want to see it happen. In fact, I want a receipt for everything, to be honest, to be able to directly tie you and your exact vote to prove what you voted for later for any contesting, which you know they're going to do. They're going to contest. They're going to riot because of this no matter what. You're in a civil war. It's 100% guaranteed. And you're in an actual violent physical world war one way or another. You're getting a collapse? Absolutely certain. Let's say the Great Reset. The Great Reset is something we've been planning and telling you that they were secretly planning on doing. Now it's openly doing it. And they're touting it like it's a good thing. Like it's a good thing for conservatives. And, oh, well, we got it covered now. Now we've got Bitcoin, and now we've got blockchain, and now we've got this. I'm not against it. I am pro-Bitcoin. I'm just not for world Bitcoin. Okay, I'm for personal Bitcoin. Personal use Bitcoin. I'm actually not for blockchain in all cases. I'm against it in some cases. And I don't want some unknown people to have absolute access to knowing basically, it's like, you know, the whole ledger issue. It's like a permanent receipt for merch, you know, mercantilism, you know, merchants, in other words, salesmen and people who big giant, big billionaire owned corporation CEO stuff to have permanent, perfect records of all their slaves and what they're buying. It doesn't matter what kind of currency you use. It doesn't matter. What I keep telling you, it doesn't matter. They have mastered money. All money of any kind will end up in their hands. Doesn't make any difference if it's blockchain or personal that much. All products and land and everything will eventually fall into their hands. They will wait 1,000 or more years. They will do a gradual evolutionary game and eventually capture you all. If you do not try to master money, master life, you have to master it. Am I a master? In some ways, I am a master. In other ways, I'm just one of the guys. I was just a telemarketer. I was just a cleaner. I was just a warehouse guy. That's it. Just a greasy mechanic. Nothing more. Of course, I was always trying to think. And when I'm not thinking, I'm trying to rest from thinking, relaxing and enjoying life. Of course, I still knew what's coming. I still tried to stop it. I knew I might not be able to stop it. But I gave it a shot. And you need to give it a shot. You all do, and you're all going to have to. That's what you don't get. You don't have a choice. It's a universal rule. It's evolution. It's spiritual. It's physical. It's both. It's guaranteed. It's mathematical. You're all going to be great inventors, mathematicians, musicians, and so on. You're all going to fight in a war. You're all going to be heroes. You're all going to be presidents, or you already were. But on the other hand, everybody, at least sometime in their ancient history of their past lives, or this one, you were pedos, you were rapists, you were murderers, you were thieves, you were sinners, a Christian would just put simply, right? And that's how an occultist and so on would consider Christ. Christ was just a telemarketer one day. He's just a crook. He's just a common thief. Some millennia ago, in one of his many, many, many past incarnations. And others would say, even a little girl. Okay? If the Christ was real. Depending on your definition, right? And depending on exactly, to a T, what really did or didn't happen. If it happened at all. Well, hold on. Ah, yes. Okay. All right, so you want to be able to stop anybody from using any ballots in your name. Okay, stop it in its tracks. Double check on it later. Make sure they don't have you listed as a Democrat when you're a Republican or where you plead, you're neither. Okay? Damn, I forgot the name of it. Of course, I should know, especially times like this. Okay, but let me see. All right, as far as relativity go, there's general versus special. I don't even remember which one is which. Okay, then there is, what did I want to say? Little thing about, you got shows on now all pushing for vaccines and stuff. And I think, you know what, let me see if I can read this. People like Stalin were appealing to the masses through brotherhood, like the brotherhoods I talk about. And Hitler and others appealed to the masses through nationalism. Okay, so now we have Trump and nationalism spread. And then like the Hillary side would be more like the brotherhood side. That would be the Soros side, brotherhood and things like that. And then I wanted to talk about the riots and the murders and the deaths. Oh, but I want to talk about science and free energy. Man, but it was so hot I could barely function this week. Where is the other thing? Oh, let me go back. All right, let me try to cover this page. Skyfall, the movie Skyfall, was basically telling you everything's going to fall and collapse. Is it kind of a depressing Skyfall? It sounded kind of upbeat, but yet not. If you really listen to it, it's really like telling you, oh, it's all coming down. It's, oh, Skyfall, it's the end. It's the end. No, Skyfall. Aussie. Awesome Australia. Fallen. London has fallen. Hong Kong, fallen. More or less America, fallen. Many states in America completely ground to a halt practically. So many places in the world. So many places in South America where there's tons of Vatican and specifically devil worship type groups literally sacrificing animals and people on altars in their basements and stuff all the time. John of God and so on and so on. And no, I look at John of God as definitely on the bad side. I mean, I don't say that's definitely, he definitely was, but I'm saying that's how I definitely look at it right now. Not that he was set up by the bad side and called bad, but am I positive? We can't be too sure, right? Dealt with Oprah and so on and others and supposedly a pedo. It's more likely he was a bad guy. Those kind of people were soaking up psychic energy and being given tons of energy to be used to ultimately be given to the dark side to be used for who and what? Sorcerers of the day and the future Antichrist, which isn't necessarily really an Antichrist or necessarily really the devil. or Satan or Lucifer, one version or another, the fake New World Order religion and so on, they might show you that they can fly. See, it's kind of these kind of miracles, scientific miracles and psychic miracles, they may show you they can fly. They can at least float in the air physically with their body. See, this is sorcery, of which I'm not against. I'm against using louche under most conditions, unless it's natural and accidental. And I'm certainly against, you know, adrenochrome, drinking blood and so on, and sacrificing, especially killing and scaring to death and causing great pain and torture of any people, old, middle age, or especially young, and babies, for God's sake. That's just pure evil. All right, anyway, in the future, one reason I kept bringing up Colony is because I want to emphasize the whole wall issue and the future smart cities issue. The walls are going to be weaponized. They're going to have machine gun turrets and all kinds of stuff on the walls, on borders, and on and inside the cities. And the drones are going to be weaponized. They're going to be loud and obnoxious, and the others are going to be cute and not obnoxious and designed to look good, which is they want a contrast. The same with the robots. Some are going to be cute. Some are going to be scary. The scary ones make the cute ones, which are really bad for you and can kill you anyway, to make you accept them. So you're going to lose your job. And now they're showing things like, what would you call it? I forgot what you call it. They're using VR from your home. You're attached to your VR game suit and goggles and whatever to move a robot in a store to put things away. And this is the kind of thing we talked about coming in the future. I never specified exactly this, but you'll have not an icon, like a bot out there in the world, which is why they kept bringing up shows like Humans and different movies where everybody has their own, what would you call it, your own, like you control it. You see through its eyes and so on, like a robot, your likeness and your image, or a chosen better, much better version, even having sex with it and so on. Well, why would you do that? Well, because it's all disease outside. So what you do, you go in a VR suit. Now they're pushing glory holes. Look it up if you don't know what that means. Oh, when I was a kid, of course, I liked the idea of those. Kind of did, kind of didn't. But, to save you from disease and so on and going out, go to a public glory hole where you don't even get to see anyone's face. And sometimes that won't really matter, but you know, you might want to know. You might want to make sure it's not a relative. That could help. That could prevent a few problems from happening in the future. All right, but the Great Reset, though, to get back to that real briefly, we've been telling you this is coming. It's coming by force. It's designed to make it look like they're going to repair and prevent a World War III scenario or a massive collapse. They're going to switch you over to digital currency, which is totally evil and totally bad on the global scale, the government control, especially one they made up and just gave to you. They're not just going to give you something. You're supposed to develop it. It's supposed to be tried and true and tested and over and over and over again and developed and expanded over time and leveled out naturally. In a natural market, digital and normal money market, you're not supposed to have gold and currency and change taken away from you. It's supposed to be whatever you want, whatever you accept, whatever the local store chooses to accept. And it's supposed to be anything goes. If one market only has digital and you don't want to do digital, and the other market only has coins and not even fiat cash, then you might choose the gold and silver place. Or you might choose the one that accepts everything or anything. Or some people have been given store credit, depending on if they know them, a local town person. All right, I've got to get off that. But the Great Reset was planned. You don't want the Great Reset. Sounds great, doesn't it? Great! Tony the Tiger! No! No, it's terrible. Absolutely, this is the world program we keep warning you about not to give into. It means certain death. You can't get out of it. Certain death. You give into the corona this and corona that and mask this. Forget it. You're done. You let them take over the net in any kind of way. Forget it. You're finished. You can't reverse it. You're not going to reverse it. Get it out of your head that someday you'll turn it around. You're not. You can't. The bad guy does win, and they do and can win permanently. Forget prophecy. Forget the voices in your head. Forget what the aliens told you. Erase it all. Erase it all. Just pretend you don't know and nobody knows and that it can happen. Forget the belief or the philosophy that good always wins in the end. Forget the belief in the philosophy and the probability or possibility that the hero always wins. Or don't worry, the Earth will never be allowed to be destroyed. It'll never be allowed to have nuclear weapons. No, that's bullshit. You know nothing, 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 nothing. Erase it all. You don't know. Just assume it could happen. It looks like it's going to happen. You know these people are ultra tricksters. They have no value of biological, physical universe life whatsoever. They want you annihilated. Just assume someone does. And they would do anything to get on top, and only those kind of people would make it to the top because they'll kill and bribe and do anything without conscience. So those would be the ones who would actually be able to do it. And they can do it. And that it might happen. Forget everything else. Just assume that that's what's going on and assume you need to do everything you can to stop it now, or you will lose and you will pay the consequence, and that you're not going off world and you're not going to escape and you're not going to be saved by aliens and you're not going to the fifth dimension and you're not going to an alternative timeline, because the world is about cause and effect and consequences and responsibility. That is why the whole universe is about that. All life is about that. I just gave you the final answer, period. You take responsibility for your future with no delusions. No delusions. No false hopes, in other words. No fantasy. Nothing based on fantasy. Obviously, you need hope when you otherwise would give up without it. And you need to find another way that you haven't seen yet. Those ways do exist. Can we do it? We can do it. But only if we try, and only if all of us try, and only if we all do it together. Remember what Carlos Zapata said, what I keep trying to tell you. Everything he said was practically word for word from me. And I do not think he copied it from me by any means. But again, you're talking like I said, you're going to start talking like, and you're doing, and the things I said that were going to happen have and are now happening and will happen. And of course, I just said for you to forget all that. And in a big way, I do. And in a big way, I don't. Strategy to make sure the outcome, the right outcome happens, is based on your fear of what could happen is if you don't do all you possibly can. Assume the worst. Always assume the worst will happen if you don't do the very best you can do to stop it. Assume your outcome is going to be bad. Not the world's and yours. You're not escaping. It's your destiny to face this wherever you go, in whatever dimension it's in, whatever timeline. It's everyone's destiny to face the ultimate battle. One being internal, one being external. You're not getting by without it. You're not getting a pass. Nobody is. Nobody. No one. No one. Okay, all right. So anyway, let me lift this up so I can read it. Krampus. The reason the movie Krampus came out is because of what's happening now. If some planned it earlier, some planned it a little later, some planned for it just about now, or within the next few years. The last Christmas. What did the Queen say of England and so on? What did Hillary say and so on? No more Christmas. It's done. No more lights. What did the dream have to do with that the man talked about, that Jacker talks about a lot? The lights flickering out in America? fat vultures. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of dead animals and dead people, and there's going to be cannibalism. You're going to be wearing coats in your home, just like I was last so many years, and still cold. You're still going to be cold, a lot of you. But anyway, what I meant to say is, people like me who didn't think they were having an impact occasionally do have an impact on those who were not going to plan for the worst. The people who don't want to hear any politics and how bad it is or can be and is going to get still listened to just enough things to change what they're going to do this winter or by next year and the next opportunity. This person here, not me, but the other person, who did not want to know anything political or anything bad, is now definitely going to start a big garden as soon as they're able. And they're going to stock up for this winter on a lot of meat. They don't want to know too much more. They know a lot of bad things can or are probably going to happen. And they still believe in COVID-19 is totally real, although they now know it's no worse than the flu. They believe it. And maybe it is true, maybe it isn't. But it's still no worse than the common flu at best. Just spreads easy and spreads fast, tags you. Now they have a genetic marker on you. They can read from satellites. They can see everybody that's infected. They can see the frequency, if you want to talk about frequency. All right, let me move on. Hold on. Let me see. All right. In the future, what I kind of said, see, they plan on troop drops, but that includes police. And or UN forces, okay? Or UN forces in the name of our police, okay? Dressed like our police and so on. You know how we have flying drones and now they're like police drones? Oh, man, I think I'm breaking up. Son of a bitch. Police drones and so on. Well, they're going to be carrying police from town to town and city to city and land where they need to. Oh, man, let me check this. I hate listening to people myself that are all jumbled up. Let me see how this is doing it for a minute here in the background. I'm kind of listening to myself now. I guess it's not so bad, at least not right now. Okay, all right, good enough for now, I guess. Okay, you know how we finally got drone technology, basically miniature flying saucers and quadricopters and so on. Well, they were planning that for a long time, and they're going to have like minivans and skycopters and stuff for politicians, not for you so much, and some cabs and blah, blah, blah. But it's going to be, they're going to have these flying machines just to continuously lift up actual real people, cops, the bad ones though, police enforcers, just like the ones in Australia, locking people down, breaking into their homes with rams, and scooping up all their things just for talking against the government and trying to start protests. Not riots, but protests. Okay? London, maybe France, Spain, Italy, and of course Australia, where the Chinese basically run everything because of, what, $7 trillion of some deal or $1 trillion American dollars worth of power going on, focused on some cities. They already burned half of what part of Australia. They already burned that down with space lasers or drones or matches and drones in a combination. They burned that down. They're still burning California down. That's a war act. That's an act of war equal to so many nuclear blasts. Do you get it? They know how much damage it does monetarily and physically and gradually. And it's a continuous onslaught. You're in World War III. You're in it. It ends with nuclear bombs. Or you completely conforming. A lot of people dead anyway. That's what's going to happen. It's too late. It's not too late to save the majority, but it's too late to save a huge number of people. Huge number. It's guaranteed. It's too late. You underreacted. You had to stop it before it happened. You had to stop them in their tracks. You didn't. You waited and waited and waited. You wanted absolute and total proof. You saw the tiger tracks. You saw the lion and mountain tracks, mountain lion tracks and bear tracks. But you wanted absolute, total, unequivocal proof that that is a bear, that is a mountain lion, that it is hungry, that it's specifically a man-eater, that it's near you and it's going to attack you. and they're not all working together. No, you wanted lawyer proof and doctor proof and Dr. Fauci proof and top WHO official proof, and you were sycophantically bowing to doctor and scientist proof when you all should have been taught, the first thing you should have been taught in any school is, oh, by the way, like in accounting and when you're selling homes, in business, going to business college, in business, sometimes you have to deal with the mob. And if you don't deal with them kind of the way they really suggest you deal with them, they burn your place down to knock you out of business. Did they teach you that right away? Is that the first thing they taught you in business school? If not, you got screwed. You get it? They knock you out of competition. Violent, aggressive, hostile takeover stuff. From the tiny little street level, hot dog stand level, catering truck level, all the way up to the big leagues. All the way up. Big power struggle. All right. I got to move on. Sorry. Okay, get your coats. Get them now. Get all your fabric now. Get insulate everything now. Get your tools and weapons now. Get everything you can. As much food as you can now. Dehydrate it. What was I going to write about that, too? That's not there. Basically, spoilage is an issue. Remember, there's a lot of certain types of fruits and vegetables and certain types of foods that don't spoil easy. But when it comes to fruits, look up all those kind of fruits that take forever to spoil, especially once they're in a juice form, because they're antibacterial. They kill germs naturally. They take a long time to degrade, to break down or oxidize. Those are usually very healthy for you, and kill germs are, I don't know, call it food is thy medicine kind of issue, okay? So don't forget, you can dehydrate, freeze dry, you can submerge things, you can pickle things, like using you could put things in colloidal silver, put some colloidal silver mixed in with juices and anything that's liquid, anything that's blended, right, in a blender. I've done that. Lasts a long time, right? If you have too much and it's like too thick and you can't drink it fast enough, sort of like eating it when you're gulping it in a cup. All kinds of stuff. And, oh man, I'm running out of time. It's only half an hour left. I'm going to try to get through this. I'm going to try to read kind of fast. Deputization is not the last resort, by the way. When a deputy has to deputize people, we don't actually have to be deputized to take care of ourselves. We can get rid of even the deputy, even the sheriff if we need to or want to as well. And we don't need permission to defend ourselves from rioters in so many situations. Man, this whole Kyle issue is probably going to have to be broken out of prison, man. Jail or whatever. They're throwing the book at him for a life sentence and a whole lot more. Freaking pedos are getting let out. You got more laws, more people submitting laws to lower the age of consent, which I'm not against. It really depends on exactly how low they're talking and what the exact details are. But if you have it too high, you're going to get more and more corruption in the government. You're going to get the honeypots and so on. It's going to be easier and easier to bribe people. When you go above and beyond what's natural for the general masses, at least for men and now women. All right, so I was stirring my cup there for a second. All right, so anyway, in that dream, Jacker was talking about, you know, they talk about the vultures. They talk about, face masks, choking people down. That's happening now, obviously, and will be even worse. American lights going out. They're going to, you know. They're going to be cutting your power off, whether you like it or not, whether it's needed or not, whether they blame COVID or not. We were going to save electricity. Can't have too many people working. They might spread or give COVID. You're going to have a minimal staff. Got to have a chosen staff. Sorry. Oh, man, I got to hold on. I clear my throat. Okay. More or less cleared. All right. So deputization, you know, you could just have a local militia. You could just simply defend yourself. And if the entire government is corrupt, you could just get rid of the whole thing. I am for getting rid of many police, defunding, most police, or half-ish. Maybe do it a gradual phase-out kind of situation. But again, remember, all you police who will be losing your jobs, your unnecessary extra fat in the system, remember, if everything's done right, there'll be plenty of jobs with high wages and cheap prices of anything you could want, low taxes or no taxes. You'll be able to farm, buy homes where you actually want to and actually need to. There'll be a free market. There'll be jobs and money and freedom and extra everything for everybody. And eventually, actual free energy, so you won't have a light bill. You won't even have that to pay. You won't have a gas bill. You won't have to put gas in your car. You'll be able to make most of what you need self-sufficiently anyway. You're not going to need a check. If you do, you're not going to need much. You can trade and barter and use your brain and have different part-time jobs. Okay, that's the answer. And I meant to get to the renter issue. The rental issue is a local bank lends someone money, fake money, whatever, make sure that's not going to click by accident. And so somebody buys a home to rent out. Now, they own the home. They own a mortgage. You shouldn't be mortgaging something to rent anyway. It should be yours. You bought and paid for. And you shouldn't buy too many homes anyway for that purpose. Everyone needs a home. It's a basic right. It's a basic right. You can't just take up all the land. That's kind of partly a communist belief, and I'm with that. You can't just buy up everything. You shouldn't be allowed to. There's limits. There should be limits. It kind of depends on the situation in the area and so on, of course. It's flexible, but there's got to be a limit, all right? So you buy a home, you rent it out to someone, and then now the government says, oh, there's a disease, no one can go to work, and now they can't pay you, and you are supposed to pay the bank. But in reality, the local bank got their digi credits, their fake money, basically from the World Bank, from a foreign, out of the country, another political, religious place that has different beliefs of non-freedom, and it's really a hostile takeover financial warfare act. It's an act of war. We basically have a truce with them bankers across the seas. All of us do. Everybody does, whether you like it or not. And we will do business with you as long as we believe you're not going to be the enemy. And by the way, if we can't pay you back, then we're not paying you back. So, all right, you're all in. You're still all in? Okay, you're in. You're going to lend us the money. Assume we're going to pay you back only if we're still friends, only if we're still allies, only if we're still doing business, only if we're not at physical war. You get it? You get it? We don't have to pay them back. We don't have to pay anything back we borrow from anyone. Nothing. They knew that when they lent it to us, and it wasn't real money. We knew the game. We had rules. Your local bank does not have to pay their banker. Do you get what I'm trying to tell you? So our government knows this, and yet they are not implementing that rule. Donald Trump is not implementing that rule. So if they tell you your renter cannot be kicked out and he's not going to pay you, and now you're going to lose your home because you can't pay the banks. In reality, if the government can tell you can't kick that guy out, then the government can certainly tell the bank, you don't have to pay the bank. You get it? See, there's an answer for everything, and I do mean everything. And our governments of the world do know those answers, and they will not, and they do not implement them. They never have, and they never will in general across the board, because they have been in this slide to tyranny. That is obvious. They know. It's obvious they are trying to take you over. It's just a hostile takeover. That's it. You get it? You know the answer. I just gave you the answer. They listen to everything. They add everything up, type it all in, put it in the computer, spread it out, send it to their department and the other department and this branch and that branch. And then the division and the guy from the college and the professor, and they got it. And you got the great minds all linked up, and they, oh, we're going to solve the world problem. Oh, no, we can't do that. well, we don't want to do that. Oh, we're not going to tell them that. No, they're not going to do it for you. The answers have always been there. You, the owner of the home to the renter, you do not have to pay the bank either. So you do not need the renter's money. They do not and should not be kicked out of their home. You shouldn't lose that home unless you have been absolved of the payments, which should be and could be. And if there aren't enough homes, I don't think you should have the right to even own or rent that home. If there aren't sufficient homes, you don't have the right to enslave renters. It should be transferred to them, and they should take over the mortgage or so on. And every home should not be mortgaged. You shouldn't even like the idea of mortgaging. It's just everything is tacked on. They cost as much as they do because it's all tied in. They all planned it to suck you in that black hole, a never-ending, unpayable situation in the long term. All right, damn it, I'm running out of time. All right, hold on. All right, so face mask, blah, blah, blah. Oh, Back to the Future outline, I bring that up again. You know, in Back to the Future, they show the outline of the dead people in the street. That's now, this is rioting time. And now, what happened? We just had a couple people get shot in the street. I forgot their names exactly. Kyle Rittenhouse is accused of being a murderer when he's a hero, and everybody else is pretty much murderers in their... I think I may have just said that backwards, but the murderers are heroes and the heroes are murderers and so on. And then and that guy, the shooter, basically either got assassinated so that he can't tell on the rest of the group, or shot to be a little bit of a martyr to spread more rioting, or he was shot, rightfully so, exactly, and he was rightfully shot. But maybe his own people knew he was going to do that. They knew his personality. Well, they just said he pulled the gun out. He probably did. I think there is a video of the entire scene. But it's too convenient at the same time. I wonder what Fetzer would say about it. All right, so anyway, get your coats. Get your coats now. Prepare for the great reset of the great crash. Everything's going to be weaponized, the little cute robots and all. And... let me see. Let me go back. I wanted to say some things. Oh, this is all for you useless cedars. That's my new term. Useless cedars. An elitist term about you little people. But that Billy Meyer time travel thing, Mark and Solon. Yes, I totally, that's exactly right what they were trying to explain. You cannot change the past. Accept responsibility, okay? It's cause and effect. It's evolution. And ruse, the Amazing Polly talks about, it's like ruse or ruse. It's like a ruse. It's like his last name is like ruse or something from CNN or something like that. Brian or Gregor. He's like in on the crowd tangle, which they use for Facebook and manipulation and all that, and shutting off emojis when they want you more angry or happier and not be angry. They'll cut off one emoji so there's more of one type of emoji that they want used, spread, stuff like that. So go watch the latest Amazing Polly video. It's pretty good, about 40 minutes long, probably like 41-ish. All right, and then let me see. I was going to talk about relief money. But again, I'm not for cops. See, this is reverse psychology. They're getting you to love your cops. And I know there's plenty of good cops. And a lot of them that aren't that good or not that constitutional, they're personally good people. And they mean well. But still, they're doing you a disfavor and sucking up your money and red tape and all that bureaucratic bull. So you shouldn't be losing your rights for any reason. And I do not want the UN here at all. I'd kill the UN. Shoot them. Shoot them in the face. All right, let me move on. Let me see. I'm looking for something. Dabu 7 had something. That was probably the Mega Drought stuff. Check out the latest Dabu 7. It's pretty recent, at least by the August 25th, 28-ish. Maybe put on last few days or so. So Dabu is D-A-H, and then Boo is Boo, like B-O-O, 77. I think they just call them Dabu 70. Seven sometimes. I mean, just Dabu 7 sometimes. But check out the latest one there. But I mean, Pelosi and Lori Lightfoot, man, you don't need a haircut. You need makeovers. Jesus Christ. I mean, at least bitch running for president queen is under Biden is like, at least she had a real freaking something physical done to her face to stretch out any wrinkles, even though she looks fake, which we know she is. God, man, you don't need your hair blown dry. You need facials like big time. That's what you need. All right. Setting up salon women. It's not a saloon like Ivy said. It's a salon. They probably set her up just to try to get controversy. I was going to talk about Facebook, and then I have a new word, fracturists and all that. Let me see. Man, I was going to talk about the latest for what passes as wisdom, and then fear, the issue of fear. You know, hopefully you didn't hear. Oh, hey! Oh my god, hope you didn't hear me just swear about effing diagnostic. Alright, I think I'm back. This is Billy on B. I'm going to get to the relativity stuff and all that real quick. Going to read stuff out. Let me check myself. Up and down. I kind of hear evidence that I'm coming on. I need a sip here. All right, I'm going to read some stuff in a minute, if I can read it. But, man, I wanted to talk more about Kyle Rittenhouse. I forgot the name of the other guy, the bad guy. Can't even think of it now. I'm going to highlight that next time. Oh, my God, here I am. All right, so I've been on. It's like a wicked delay now. All right, so I'm going to grab some stuff. First thing, just to give you the idea of the power of the electron. The real true strength of a single electron. I'm not even going to talk about a lot of details about it, but its effect in a wire. Let me see. Let me try to pull this closer. Yeah, it's like a long sentence, one long sentence. Dynamic equilibrium. Okay, let me get this closer. Hold on. Okay, if a straight current carrying wire is bent, electrons pile up on the outer surface of the bend until there is enough negative charge there to turn the oncoming electrons around the bend. Okay, and then I'll just finish up here. Rosser, I forgot how you pronounce that, calculates that a single electron on the surface of a right-angled bend in a wire, in other words, in a copper wire, is sufficient to turn an ampere of current about 10 to the power of 19 now electrons per second. It's an enormous strength, enormous. Talks about columns in interaction and high mobility. And basically, it takes only a few electrons, single electrons, out of all those billions of atoms and billions of electrons at the surface of a wire to push 10 to the 19th power electrons around in a circle. That is power of a single one or three electrons out of billions and billions and billions. Okay? So if you were to separate that electron, charge separation, from the atom and other positive charges, the further you pull it away into outer space, if you could possibly do it or throw it, the more power it would appear to have. Greater and greater and greater and more and more and more and more accurate of a figure. Okay, that's done. Let's put aside. Now, let me see. This is like half-baked real quick. I pulled the old article out of pages 1 of 3. I'm only going to read a few things. It wasn't as much as I thought. I got to really do some more research on this. It's actually less important than a lot of things, but it's still important. All right, so, okay, Half Bakery. I used to go on that site, have no idea what their politics are anymore, if they're snowflakes or what. All right, so electricity generating car cooling system from like 2003-ish or, 2001, September. Well, at least that was a response. September 23rd, 2001. All right. Electricity generating car cooling system. Okay, special heat cells are placed around the engine block to generate extra electricity, which I said before. Now then the article goes on to say they have these special heat cells out now that are like solar cells, not really, except they are tuned, and they're not really tuned, to work with pure heat instead of light. You could put some around the engine block. This would use up the heat, which would cool the engine. There would be a backup cooling system in case if the car needed it. There would also still be an alternator. Maybe while the alternator ran the car's normal electrical system, I'm ad-libbing a little bit, the heat cells could charge an extra battery. Whatever works out best, okay, basically, all right? Whatever is more ultimately more efficient, depending on what kind of charge comes out of the basically it's thermolytic, okay? Thermolytic heat cells and stuff. Conversion. The heat cells could charge an extra battery or something, like a capacitor, which it probably would not charge a capacitor, I think, in most of the older cases anyway, more like a battery, that you could download into your house for use, or maybe hook up a special thing at the gas station and sell the power back for a gas price discount, you know, credit and so on. This would be a very good in hybrids, blah, 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 and then a bunch of links and stuff, stuff, stuff. And then, let me see, Popular Science, blah, 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 had furnaces that could generate their own power and the house's power. They have not made the furnaces yet. They kind of have, but look up the Black Midnight Stove, and then companies have made wood stoves for this purposes. I was going to try the same thing for the same reasons and more. And don't forget, tires are a good source of fuel. We're getting close to the end of the show. This is Billy on B. It is September 5th. It's basically Labor Day weekend. Happy Labor Day, everybody. Only I hope you're not laboring, and I'm sure you're not because you're not allowed to. I hope you are if you want to and need to be, if it saves your ass and everybody else's. But 2020, September 5th, 2020, happy Labor Day, everybody, for you know all that it's worth. Okay, but they have not made the furnaces yet, blah, 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 wood stoves are the purpose. And I'm not going to read any more on that. I'm going to skip. Yeah, maybe this time for this. Probably not. There's all kinds of stuff I'm skipping anyway. But, reflectors. Remember, you need to buy reflectors. They're pretty much running out of those heat windshield reflectors. Those are important. You need reflectors. You need those reflector kind of bag stuff. What the hell do you call it? You know, the mirrored plasticky stuff, everything. They put all food and cookies in. I can't even think of the name. Damn, there's so many things I want to talk about. I never fix things I screwed up from the past and all that stuff. All right, so you got this issue. Basically, there's a relativity issue that it's a thought experiment, and I'll read it next time, that disproves special relativity about a rising circle that a traveling horizontal, something that is, the circle is traveling upwards vertically, while the long stick, yardstick or whatever, is traveling, let's say, to the right, and depending on the speed causes time dilation and shrinkage and different stuff and different viewpoints and all that frame dragging stuff they talk about in science fiction, of which they really don't know what they're talking about. Not really, although ultimately some of the math does work out when you use field harmonics and unified physics and stuff. It's kind of coincidental. It's not actual because there is no real space, and especially not any space that can warp or bend or twist or wormhole through. But so the stick is supposed to shrink and then fit into the hole and pass through it. They pass through each other in a sense. And by one standpoint, it would work. And if you were standing on the other one, it wouldn't and couldn't work. In one way, the viewpoint that relativity produces would make the hole not fit the stick. All right, that's the end of the show. This is Billy on B. This is Dreamer. See you next week. Again, happy Labor Day. Stay alive. Stay happy, healthy, and safe. Good night.
you for listening to Revolution